What's going on, all you traders and investors out there? Thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc, and episode's called Eye on the Market, where I go over a list of 32 ETFs to see opportunity in the market, see what's going on, see how this week is going to shape out. Now, Tom, a rookie at this. Okay. Anyways, you can catch this on my YouTube channel, where I'm just gonna be recording it. Check out BMT Trading Club for info and all that stuff. This week, you know, the crypto market has been going sideways, but it showed a little bit of support. So, you know, I can see cryptos going up into the summer. Thoughts on the tech sector? The tech sector has been just too hot for a while. So that's another reason why, you know, the tech sector is just fading off a little bit. But as far as like the stock market overall, you can see more consolidation going sideways, even a dip into the summer months where the volume and volatility historically gets a little bit lower. But without getting into it too much, make sure you catch this on YouTube if you want to see the charts and what I'm looking at and any more info that's there. So first, we're going to start with USO. USO is trading at 45.42. And oil has been going up. You all know because of the gas prices. We kind of see oil has been almost doubled since March. I mean, since November, it's almost doubled. So, I mean, it's not fair. I know what they're doing. You know, it's these Democrats that shut down oil. You know, they're just sucking up everyone's wealth because they're... Anyways, oil hit a high of 46 before fading into the 45.42. And just because of the peeps in office and what their manipulations and what they're doing... After everyone's broke after the pandemic, this is just, you know, what they usually do. They beat on the weak. They're abusers, bullies. Anyways, we're going to get off of USO, go into XOP, which again, that's looks like it had a little bit of consolidation here. And, you know, XOP, as far as like the oil explorers, you know, they're kind of just like us. They're just riding on the price of oil and they're doing the best they can. But for them to move around, they got to pay the oil prices. So I can see why the sideways action's happening. So I'm going to see more consolidation, even a test of the 50 of the 95s, but it can also be ranging and retest the 72. So this is a good consolidation trade, pretty tight for the last couple months. So there's a lot of theta that could have been sucked out of here. Next is oil services, kind of doing the same thing. I'm gonna remove that, but that was kind of early. You kind of see from the drawings I made that it is on the up and up. We have a consolidation going sideways. We can see a retest of the 230s. Right now it's trading at 212. Next we have natural gas. Natural gas, as you see, has been bouncing. I did like a triple bottom and then a retest here. Now it's ranging, but the range is fading down. I'm not going to count this one, but now the range is here. So going sideways, it could come back and retest like the 950s. Right now it's trading at 1050. Next is XLE. That's the energy sector. And this is kind of like oil services, oil explorers combined. Kind of doing the same thing. The all-time high had hitting this strong support resistance area of the 55.77s. So it could retest up there. But since it is the energy sector, I can see it continue to drift up as long as oil is still in the $66 range. Next, utilities. This is a safe haven. So you can see how it's up here between the 68s and the 65s. So it's been kind of consolidating here just because of the market's gone down. People have been moving into this utility sector. If there was risk on, then the utility sector would be moving down. But seeing utility sector is hovering between the 65s and the 80s, it's more concerning, saying that the market has more sideways movement to even lower movement, unless we see money come out of utilities and into like the technology sector, for example. Next is XLI. That's the industrial sector. It's one of my favorite sectors, and they're up from September of last year. It's almost going to be a year. There was from $72. Now they peaked up at 106. They're still contending with high oil prices, which, you know, they use oil for everything that they need, most of the companies here. And I see the industrial sector continues to stay up here unless something happens bad in the economy. Next is material sector, and because everything has gone through the roof, material sector has done the same thing. So you can see it's kind of forming a wedge here, and you know, there could be a breakout. I mean, it's kind of narrowing. Unless something happens, it could be a flush, but this could be up, retest, and break through the 89s. Right now it's trading at 87.26. Next is metal and mining. This is another favorite sector of mine. This sector was so undervalued back here. And you can see how I have all my marks and everything. I was trading it a lot. Of course, it never moved up as much as I thought it should have moved up. You know, it's kind of like been a slow movement. But regardless, it has doubled from $22 to $47, where it peaked out. And again, same thing with metals and mining. I think this sector has way more to go, especially as undervalued as it was. Easily, this should hit $100 by you know, another year. So maybe another double from here in a year. And that's as long as, you know, the economy keeps on flowing. You know, there's no disruption. As long as there's still a demand for materials, metals, electronics, metals and miners will go up. I don't see metals and minings only being gold and silver, even though gold and silver is tied into metals and mining. And now they peaked out at 47.60. Right now they're trading at 46.50, which is not far away from the highs. Next is the MJ sector. MJ sector has peaked out at 35.95 back in February. Now we're trading at 21.50. And this MJ sector, I mean, this week it got a little bit of a pop coming from $20, closing at 21. You know, it's up 8% this week. So maybe that was a signal of a reversal, or just a little bit of consolidation between the $23 and the $19 area. But at least it's off its lows. Right now it's at 21.58. Next is XBI, which is the biotech sector. And there's a lot of people who love companies in here. You know, they've been drifting down. They peaked out with when they should have in February. And you always wonder, okay, everything dumped in March, but why didn't biotech sector recover since March? I don't have the answer for that. Okay. It's just questions I ask myself that I don't have no answers for that. So how do I feel about this? And I, you know, look at the sector. Let's look at the sector. Let's look at the biotech sector. And if you've been following me, you know that that's what I do. I have all the sectors. I have the companies that are in the sectors because I trade options in there and on those company. XBI. Ah, that's the first one. So we have, I'm gonna have to do that. Invite Bluebird Immunomics. It's kind of had to push last week. Mirati Therapeutics, Arcadia Pharmaceutical, Array Technologies, Genomic Health, FibroGen Inc., Invite Corp., Sarepta, Bluebird Bio, and Sage Therapeuticals. What they're doing, I don't know, but I guess they had nothing to do with like what happened, what we had to go through last year. So anything in here, I mean, this drift here, I used to be bullish on biotech. This was maybe 2 years ago. But ever since the market's been doing what it is, it's like overvalued. And they started printing money, and then all the money went to overvalued stocks. It's just, that's not... It's all overvalued. So what's the value? Nobody knows because it's overvalued. If it's overvalued, that means stocks are supposed to be valued less than what they are if it's overvalued. So no one understands. Next, we have a healthcare sector. And this is kind of opposite from the biotech sector, where the healthcare sector is up on the highs, which from what's happened, it's understandable because... you know, everything's been about healthcare and stuff like that. So I'm not sure if in here there would be companies that make garments, that make healthcare products. What we have in here, Medtronics, Amgen, Abbvie, Gilead, Eli Lilly, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Allergan, Merck, United Health, and Thermo Fisher. So those are companies that we've heard and they've contributed. So that's why they're up here. See, but you know, if I take down here, I have the chart with if I take one share of Johnson & Johnson, one Merck, and one Pfizer, you kind of see how they have performed. They're actually above a strong support area. So for them to go up, a combination of those three to go up to 292 isn't a problem. So the healthcare sector, I can see some more continuation to the upside. Next is the retail sector. In the retail sector now, I think since things have been lifted, the retail sector should see some upside. You know, everyone's going to go shopping, buy things again, throw things away. That's pretty much what happens. Next is consumer staples. So consumer staples are up on the highs where people have used them a lot. And I see a breakout in the consumer staples. I don't see this rolling over. And if it does, a retest of like the 69s would be possible. Right now it's trading at 70.81. The highs were 71.64. So consumer staples, life goes on. I see more upside. Next is consumer discretionary. This is a little bit different. This is more of more luxury items, you could say. It's with Amazon, Home Depot, and McDonald's pretty much. And this should go sideways and have a little bit more of an upside of a drift up. But a retest of 158 is not bad right now. It's trading at 172. Next, we have the semiconductors. This kind of going along with the metals and mining. You can see they're still trading on that channel, kind of going to the top of the channel, which would be the 257.60s. All-time highs was 258.88. Right now, they're trading at 249. Next, IYR, and you know how real estate has been. They hit the all-time highs on Friday. There's not enough houses to build, not enough people to build them, not enough people that want to work. But that's all contributed to, you know, the politics, especially grabbing a hold of oil and real estate, which are the two kind of most important things you need to live besides food. But you'll see them take the food too as well. Next is the financial sector. Financial sector is hovering above the highs. I mean, with free money, how can you lose? You know what I mean? So, hey, you need some money? Here you go. Yeah. Oh, I just lost on this trade. Well, hey, don't tell nobody. Here's another trillion. We'll bail you out. Yeah, so financial sector, they're just too big to lose. You can kind of see the drift trading in the beginning of the year. They're at $29. Now they're at $39. Next, TLT, the bonds. The bonds have been scraping the bottom. And are they going to go back down and retest these bottoms? Yes. The bonds are trading at 138. I can see a retest of 134. Could have traded sideways. Could have had a calendar. Yeah, actually, not really. Maybe a calendar from March. You know, the time when bonds should have gone up, while everybody's bailing on stocks, they actually went down. So it pretty much says that this doesn't work as far as like bonds. It's just like a gambling ring. Next, we have gold, GLD, trading at 178. And you can see they've been respectively going up ever since they hit this double bottom. You can see that on one of my other podcasts where I did note this double bottom and we were going to keep on drifting up, up, up. Is it going to come down and consolidate? Yeah, it might come back down to like the 170s, 168s. Right now it's trading at 178.38. But gold, silver, anything that has value, hopefully doesn't lose it. Next, we have GDX, gold miners. Trading at 39.42. They're kind of going up with gold, kind of consolidated for the last 2 weeks, but I wouldn't sleep on it. I'd buy any type of dip. Next is the US dollar, where it actually is losing, is retesting the bottoms here. Kind of pushed up just because they're like, hey, print, print. Let me show you. This will be funny. Ready? Print, 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 print. Oh, okay. Okay, stop. You know, and then just let it go up. And that's kind of like the world we're living in. And my dollar would have bought more back in September of last year than it would today. Next is the Q's. The Q's are kind of, you know, kind of see this double bottom here formed. So the Q's, QQQ, NASDAQ, kind of bounced off this double bottom consolidation, and the next leg would be up. So we'll probably see a test of the highs in the next few weeks. The Russell has been sideways since all year. They started the year at 206. Today they're at 225. They hit 235 in March. And they still haven't recovered back up to the highs. But this is because these are all like the small caps that did not get any funding. Just like me, I have a business. I didn't get no funding. So I'm sure all these small caps didn't get as much funding as the banks and like the tech sector. The SPY is actually looking like it wants to hit all-time highs of the 423. Right now is at 420.04 in this double bottom. And, you know, it's going to push away from there. So, yeah, all-time highs in the next couple of weeks with the SPY. Next is China FXI. And but it looks like they retest. They're kind of retesting here and moving up. Trading at 46.24. Next is India. India is actually breaking up one of my long-term longs. I've been tracking India for a while. And I knew just because of the society, just because of the government, just because of everything, is that they're actually looking out for the people. And that's why you can see the performance in the stocks, even though they're the most suppressed nation, I believe. They've been through a lot of stuff and they can still outperform the world market. So eat that. Next is Russia. And Russia, same with India, there's no stopping them. And Russia, you know, they're in better shape than China is, to tell you that the truth. I you know, Russia's trading at 2013. If they trade at 38, I wouldn't be surprised. Next is EFA. Now.